Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming partly sunny around 12. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, 1 below 0. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered snow showers, highs around 6. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered snow showers. We'll drop down to 3 below. For Saturday, chance of snow early, high of 7. Right now, it's 5 above.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Local, state, and federal authorities are searching for the man who robbed a bank in a small northern Kansas town. It happened Tuesday morning in Burr Oak. The Jewell County Sheriff's Office said a man wearing all black and carrying a black rifle walked into the Guaranty State Bank, then fled into rural parts of the county with an undisclosed amount of money. Our news partners at KTV report a pickup truck sought by authorities was discovered Tuesday afternoon. Investigators believe the bank robber is no longer in the county. The Kansas City Chiefs confirmed last night that Britt Reed is no longer employed by the club. He had been placed on administrative leave through the duration of his contract as his role in a crash that hurt a 5-year-old girl is under investigation, and that contract has expired. There is no word now if Britt Reed is still in the hospital after his dad, Chiefs head coach Andy Reed, shared Monday that he had surgery and was recovering. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
The latest numbers on COVID-19 in Kansas released yesterday, and Governor Laura Kelly said there were 106 new COVID-19-related deaths in the state in the period of Monday to Wednesday. The state also recorded another 1,934 positive cases in that two-day time frame. The governor said the death toll since the pandemic began last March is now at 4,303 in Kansas. Governor Kelly says she's spoken to President Biden's COVID-19 team, which has assured her that the Sunflower State should receive around 90,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine in the coming weeks. Wichita firefighters and EMS crews were busy yesterday afternoon trying to rescue a dog. On arrival, firefighters found the dog about 30 feet from shore on an icy pond. Crews found a raft to slide onto the ice. The ice broke and cut the raft, so a firefighter fell into the water. He was rescued by a crewmate. Another team rescued the dog. The firefighter is okay. The dog, unfortunately, didn't make it. Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The state of Nebraska should see at least 43 retail pharmacies participating in a new federal program to help provide coronavirus vaccinations, although state officials say they don't have a good way to communicate with all of them to avoid mistakes. Governor Pete Ricketts says he's grateful for the additional 5,700 doses that Nebraska will get through the federal program, but he's concerned about how all the different businesses will coordinate with the state's efforts. The governor says the federal program didn't include a way for states and retailers to ensure that they're on the same page. Nebraska Medicine and the University of Nebraska Medical Center are notifying patients and employees whose personal information may have been compromised in a data security breach last fall. The Omaha World-Herald reports that the breach may have affected up to 219,000 people in Nebraska and other states. I'm Rick Averett, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Recent house fires this week in Marysville have officials urging caution from residents and homeowners during this extreme cold spell. Space heaters draw a considerable load on electrical systems, and extension cords and multiple plugs are often a dangerous combination. Exposed flames or heating units close to combustible materials are also concerns, and the process of thawing pipes can be dangerous if not monitored. Marysville volunteer firemen answered a call Wednesday afternoon at a residence south of the elementary school and were called out Tuesday morning to a home in the 500 block of Jenkins. Final damage estimates not available but were reported as extensive. Neither residence was occupied at the time of the fires and no injuries were reported. Marshall County Health Nurse provided commissioners an update on COVID vaccinations at the meeting last week, noting some residents over the age of 65 were being prioritized for vaccine as supplies arrive. Some 2,000 doses have been requested. The department is coordinating with Community Memorial Healthcare with a hotline, which allows leaving sign-up information by calling 562-4474. Invenergy, a Chicago-based company, continues seeking easements for the Grain Belt Express Transmission Line project that will pass through Washington, Marshall, and Nemaha counties as part of a 750-mile line that will deliver southwest Kansas wind energy to Illinois. The proposed route would run west-east about a mile south of U.S. 36 Highway. Easements would include a 20% down payment, with landowners allowed continued use of the property. The firm has indicated they would begin reaching out to county officials along the route sometime this year. At a recent county commissioners meeting, Marshall County Public Works outlined plans for Onyx Seal and overlay projects, which are to include sealing 30th Road from Highway 36 to Highway 9 and Pheasant Road from Highway 99 to Winifred. Overlay this year will include Indian Road from Axtell West to Highway 99. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and heard a request from Heinen Brothers for airport improvements, including concrete and hangar space. Heinen Brothers would pay for the project. They were asked to approach the airport committee regarding the proposal. Commissioners approved a resolution commanding Rural Fire District Number 4 with the Lynn Volunteer Fire Department. A COVID update was presented. Additional vaccine doses continue to arrive. Washington County Health Department is taking appointments for vaccine for those residents 65 and older. Nemaha County Commissioners last week spoke with a delegation of representatives, including the architect and construction managers, proposed for the senior transit facility. The group answered questions concerning construction, maintenance, and cost. Commissioners indicated they would like time to discuss the project further before approving and signing a contract with Trinium Contractors. Commissioners passed a resolution authorizing the Nemaha County Attorney to move forward with a tax sale. The Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, February 12th. Distribution is only for Marshall County residents that qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at the distribution. Please bring a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes will be handed out from the South Side Bus Bay at the Helvering Center Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Again, this is for Marshall County income qualified residents only. The Harvester's food distribution for February Friday in Axtell has been canceled. Recycling Saturday in Marysville is postponed until February 20th. Axtell Recycling Saturday is canceled. Nancy M. Tice, age 71, of Morroville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington United Methodist Church. Burial in the Morrillville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Nancy Tice. Helen E. Elder, age 93, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Washington United Methodist Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Helen Elder. Lola R. Hers, age 89, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lola Hers. Donna Losey, age 82, formerly of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Donna Losey. Mary E. Beefy, age 85, of Pawnee City, passed away January 23rd. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City, interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mary Beefy.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ever wondered what $999 could get you at Ashley Home Store in Beatrice? An Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress, $999. Sectional with dual recliner or a Crosley washer-dryer set, all for $999. Or $42 a month for 24 months. And as always, free shipping to your garage or driveway. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. See store for details.
Let me list all the ways Riverside Market and Flowers can help you this Valentine's Day. They have flowers, blooming plants, balloons, candy, jewelry, luxury soaps and candles, Duke Cannon for him, and more. And they deliver to Marysville, Frankfort, Barnes, Randolph, and all locations in between. Plus free delivery to all Valley Heights schools on Friday. Whew, that's a lot of ways to say I love you to all the loves of your life. Call or stop in at the Riverside Market today.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham loaf, baby baker, Scandinavian blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, scalloped potatoes, a muffin, green beans, and pears. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system across the southern parts of the United States. To the north of that system, we're seeing ice and nasty weather from Texas, Arkansas into the mid-Atlantic states. To the north of this low, we're seeing a little bit of some scattered snow showers across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. It looks like in our area, upper level system will bring us some more chances for some scattered snow showers tomorrow into Saturday, with another low that will move across the central parts of the Midwest Sunday into the early parts of next week, bringing more snow. Otherwise, we'll see even colder temperatures starting tomorrow through the weekend. So across the area, becoming partly sunny around 12. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies will drop down to 1 below. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered snow showers. We'll see highs around 6. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-February, 45. Record high on this date, 77. The average low, 20, and the record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:24. Sunset this evening at 6 p.m. Five degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 11th of February. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Cupid is taking aim. If you've been hit, head to Reflections Hallmark. Your favorite Hallmark store is well-stocked with cards, candy including Russell Stover's assortments, plush animals 25% off, and more to tickle everyone's fancy, and they'll wrap your gift for free. Stop in today at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
The Bulls' historic night and a third straight overtime thriller for the Lakers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Zach LaVine and Kobe White lit up the Chicago night sky with a three-point barrage against the Pelicans.
Long rebound to Valentine. Valentine, line to the lane. Jump pass left corner, LaVine for three. Bam!
The call on WSCR, LaVine and White combined for 76 points. The duo also became the first pair of teammates in NBA history to make 8 three-pointers apiece. The Bulls would make a franchise record 25 threes in a 129-116 win over New Orleans. The Lakers are getting used to playing bonus basketball.
LeBron still dribbling, took it to the basket, kicks it to Wes Matthews. Three-pointer by Matthews, good!
On ESPN LA 710, playing in their third straight overtime game, Wesley Matthews hit the game-deciding three-pointer. The defending champs take down the Thunder 114-113 for their sixth consecutive win. College hoops, looking to keep their tournament hopes alive, a balanced scoring attack helped Ole Miss take down another top 10 team.
Tough break, and there to capitalize for Ole Miss is K.J. Buffin with the and-one.
On the SEC Network, the Rebels carried a 17-2 run to end the first half. Into the opening minutes of the second to build an insurmountable lead, Ole Miss shot 57% from the field, pulling away for an 80-59 win over number 10 Missouri. It's the Rebels' second win over an AP-ranked team this season. Unlike their first meeting, number 9 Virginia did not have to sweat out the final minutes in a rematch with Georgia Tech.
Tuff's got it now. He's going to feed it to the corner. Murphy gets a great look at a three, and he drills it.
Nice.
On the Virginia Sports Radio Network, Trey Murphy's 18 points and Kihei Clark's 14 helped the Cavaliers close the game out on a 16-5 run down the stretch to top the Yellow Jackets 57-49. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Thursday night basketball tip-off. Twin Valley League play Frankfort at Valley Heights live on KNDY-FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese, is what's cooking Sunday at the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville. It's a spaghetti dinner for dine-in or carry-out from 11 to 1. Choose from individual or family-sized meals that include garlic bread and vegetable side, and add dessert for just a few dollars more. I am Ariana Miller, your Empty Cup barista, and I'm raising funds to represent Marysville High School at the National Honor Society Choir in June in Hawaii. Call in your pre-order or reservation by Friday by calling the Empty Cup today, 562-3354.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, carry Neutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Boy, I'll tell you, Wednesday was just an ugly day for the grains and soybeans in the futures markets. Just really brutal. March corn finished the day down 21 and three quarters at 534 and a half. May corn down 21 and a half at 532 and three quarters. All three of the wheat markets, Chicago, Minneapolis, and Kansas City, struggled mightily. March Kansas City wheat down 19 and a half at 614. May Kansas City wheat down 18 and a half at 620. Just couldn't get anything going. March soybeans down 47 and three quarters at 1354. May beans down 46 and a quarter at 1352 and a half. Soybean meal down sharply. March was down $16.40 at 422.30. May was down $15.80 at 421.80. Bean oil was sharply lower. March down 83 points at 45.69. May was down 77 points at 45 even. So not a good day in the soy complex. Corn and Kansas City wheat had struggles also. Things in the livestock complex were mixed. Fat cattle were lower. Feeder cattle and hogs were both higher. February live cattle down 132 at 116.12. April down 112 at 122.70. But as I said, feeder cattle did better. March feeders up 85 at 139.50. April feeders up 32 at 143.50. Hopefully we'll be able to keep that going as we get started today a little bit later on. And hogs did well. February hogs up 95 at 73.55. April hogs up 145 at 81.82. So all in all, not a bad day for feeder cattle or hogs. Fat cattle had some issues, and as we pointed out, it was just an absolutely brutal day for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
There will be a land auction, 700-plus acres in Gage County, located a half-mile north to a mile and a half north of Odell on the east side of Southwest 61st Road. Sale Thursday, February 25th, 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center. Tract 1 is 83 acres, 75 acres cropland, 90% tillable dry land with good producing soils and maintained terrace and waterways. Tract 2 is 201 acres, 184 acres cropland, 91% tillable with remainder and waterways with little waste. Tract 3 is 80 acres, 70 acres cropland, 87% tillable flat dry land with remainder and waterways and timber. Tract 4 is 228 acres, 156 acres cropland, 16 acres pasture, and the remainder in timber and lake. This is an outstanding hunting and fishing property with a 20-acre lake. Tract 5 is 113 acres, 46 acres cropland, the balance in pasture. For inspection or details, contact Derek Fratiska with Edgewater Farm Management at edgewaterfm.biz. Simultaneous live and online bidding for these fine tracts, Gage County farmland, located north of Odell, Thursday, February 25th. Sale time 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A deep dive into the latest USDA cattle inventory report indicates a tighter beef supply situation for the coming year. That, according to Caitlin McCulloch, Director of Senior Ag Economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
So the cattle inventory report showed that total cow and calves were down about 0.3%. And we get once a year a January 1 number, and then we also get a July 1 number. And so this is our signpost for what to expect the next year in terms of the cattle cycle, where the direction of the cow herd's going, and this seemed to affirm that we're still in a contractionary phase.
The 2020 calf crop down about 1.3%. The revised 2019 calf crop down about 2% from 2018.
That's about 500,000 head we lost in 2019. There are some noteworthy changes, or lack thereof of changes. Beef replacement number was very close to a year ago, and most of the analysts ahead of the report thought that number for sure was going to contract.
She says the cattle grazing on small grain saw a huge rebound from a year ago.
And that's at 1.7 million head. That's a 7.5% jump from last year. You do have quite a bit more cattle there out in the country that still need to come on feed. And when that timing is, which is going to probably matter quite a bit to what we see in the Fed in terms of how Fed cattle prices react throughout the year.
Beef cow states, Texas at the top with 4.685 million head, Oklahoma second, 2.189 million cows. Others, include 3, Missouri, 4, Nebraska, and 5th, Kansas. And registration is open for the special edition of the 2021 Commodity Classic. It will be delivered digitally this year, direct to the farm, March 2nd through the 5th. Now, the first 5,000 farmers register for free. Go to CommodityClassic.com to register. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They will have a cattle sale today beginning at noon. However, many of the consignments have backed off due to the extremely cold weather. They will be having a few bred cows, several weigh cows and bulls. The sale starts at noon today with a very limited list, again, due to the weather. They apologize for the inconvenience. Not a lot you can do out there, but stay warm. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 5 degrees this morning in Marysville. Balmy high in the teens yet today, ahead of a cold front moving in. And they say it could be a doozy this weekend, with wind chills as low as 20, 30 below zero. Like a very winter scene this weekend. Could it bring some additional snow? We shall see.
Poor driving visibility can be a frequent hazard in winter. We will share a few tips for keeping your windshield crystal clear on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 11th, the 42nd day of the year. Actress Jennifer Aniston has a birthday, and inventor Thomas Edison was born on this day in 1847. Fogged up car windows are a real nuisance this time of year. Do you struggle getting them cleared? It might seem counterintuitive in the winter, but using the air conditioner is one of the most effective techniques. Air conditioning dehumidifies the cabin and will quickly clear a fogged windshield. Use the temperature control if the air is too cold. If it's not raining, crack the windows open to keep your breath from refogging the glass. And here's a tip to keep your outside mirrors frost-free. At night, wrap them in plastic sandwich bags. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter, visit almanac.com.
He loves me, he loves me not. You know, if he loved me, he'd surprise me with a unique gift from Sunflower Mercantile and Barnes. They have vintage Valentines and figurines, glassware and crystal, and furniture for all my upcycling projects. He loves me. I wonder what he's getting me from the Sunflower Mercantile. Open 7 days a week.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Kansas City Chiefs confirmed last night that Britt Reed is no longer employed by the club. He'd been placed on administrative leave through the duration of his contract, as his role in a crash that hurt a 5-year-old girl remains under investigation. That contract has expired. There's no word right now if Britt Reed is still in the hospital after his dad, Chiefs head coach Andy Reed, shared on Monday that the younger Reed had had surgery and was recovering. The Kansas City Royals announced last night they've acquired outfielder Andrew Benintendi and cash considerations from Boston in a 3-team trade. The 26-year-old Benintendi has spent his entire major league career with the Red Sox. He was limited to 14 games in 2020 due to a right rib cage strain, but managed to draw 11 walks, which led the club through games of August 11th. On the college hardwood last night, Wichita State over Central Florida, 61-60. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High School hosted district wrestling this past weekend with 3 each, district champion, runner-up, and consolation, 2 others placing 4th. Gabe Fredrickson, Patrick Smith, and Jack Lott placing 1st. Elise Rose won her weight class in the girls' division. Carter Trimble, Ian Dittamore, and Garrison Craig finished runner-up. Jake Denkenbrink, Kai Barton, and Bo Wassenberg finishing third. Hayden Price and Jacob Haefeli placed fourth. All advance to regionals at Rossville this weekend. Thursday night basketball tip-off. Twin Valley League play Frankfort at Valley Heights live on KNDY-FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
KNDY.
There we were, just small-town fools, learning more from each other than we did in school. Living on love, couple bucks and an old Ford truck. We graduated, have a summer to kill. Spent most of our nights parked in a wheat field. Time flew by, with September came goodbye. She promised me she'd come back someday. Still the one that got away. Still got a way of making me feel like I'm 18. The world's standing still. Tailgate's down. No one's around for days. Still got a way of touching my skin like moment on, it was never the same. Soon we were through. I heard she found someone new. When I think back, it tears me apart. She took my letter jacket and a piece of my heart.